So, Ben, we got a little bit of a new thing going here, huh?
We do. Yeah, we're going to kick off a new podcast here talking all about Office 365 and maybe some Azure stuff, but specifically from the IT pro perspective.
Oh, really? You think IT pros are important?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. These devs think they're all that important, but I don't know where they would actually write their code if we weren't around.
Well, they like to think that they can be IT pros too, but we'll show them just how right oh, wrong they are.
Yeah, I've seen some of their IT pro dev environments before.
So awesome. So we're gonna put this up, and website and things like that are all going up now. And I know we want to get a couple of episodes in the bag. You want to just introduce people to how long we think this is going to go and kind of what that's going to look like?
Sure. So we really have no idea how long this is going to go, at least from a number of episodes. We're going to start recording episodes and take it as long as there's stuff to talk about. From a time perspective, we are definitely hoping to keep this under 30 minutes. I know I've listened to some podcasts where they get into the 45-minute hour range, and I can't quite seem to fit them in while I'm doing whatever I'm doing while I listen to them. So our goal here, never over 30 minutes.
You need to learn to listen on chipmunk speed.
You know what? I've done that. I've slowly bumped speed up a podcast. I don't know. Then do we have to talk slower so those people listening on chipmunk speed can keep up?
No, absolutely not. You talk faster to make it even more confusing. All right, so very cool. So 30 minutes is the goal. We got a couple websites, right? So mscloudITpro.com, or that redirects you to the mscloudITproPodcast.com. So that's where people can go to find episodes, show notes, RSS feeds, all that good stuff. We've got links to Facebook and Twitter accounts. We'd love to hear from people about ideas or really feedback, anything you're kind of looking for. Email Ben, he's around. He can do all that for you. So I think we're all set and in a pretty good place.
Yeah, I agree. Again, weekly podcast too. I don't know what day we're thinking of releasing this yet, but it'll definitely be coming out weekly. There's also a widget on our website, so you can sign up there, get on our mailing list. So we'll let you know when the first episode goes out, any surveys, any other information you want to know. So go fill that out, get on the mailing list too. That'll help you stay up to date.
It's a pretty widget
I spent hours refining that widget to make it
too.
just perfect.
You know what? I'm gonna go sign up right now.
You should. Especially considering you're doing this.
I would like to know what's happening.
So that's always a good thing to know. So just a quick intro too about you, Scott. I know some people probably know who you are, some don't. Do you want to just give us a quick 30-second, 60-second intro about who you are?
Sure. So I've been kicking around the SharePoint community for a while now. I started out life as a developer, one of those people that you apparently don't like too much. So I did that for a good 7, 8 years. I was actually a .NET web forms dev, so I was doing all sorts of stuff. I got started with content management systems way back with Content Management Server 2002. That bled into SharePoint and some other things over time. I learned I wasn't going to be the world's greatest developer, so I figured if I'm going to be mediocre at something, why don't I go be mediocre at a bunch of things? So I got into doing data center stuff, racking and stacking, so switch and router configurations, things like that, and then got focused a little bit more on the IT pro side of the house. Let's get into PowerShell, automation, a couple other things that my developer-y brain could really wrap its head around. Today, I do a lot of solution architecture. The company I work for, my official title is I'm an end user experience architect. So really my focus is on the systems we deploy and how our users interact with them day to day. How about you?
Very cool. So I got my start a little bit later than you did in SharePoint. I started probably right around 10 years ago. SharePoint 2003 was going strong. SharePoint 2007 beta was just coming out. So I kind of got my start fiddling with 2003, but then really dove into it with 2007 beta. I've always been on the IT pro side of things. My first job was a system admin, and I was doing sysadmin work for SharePoint. From there, it led to SharePoint Consulting. I've been doing SharePoint Consulting for about 8 years now, and with the growth of the cloud with Office 365, Azure, naturally wanted to take those IT pro skills, move into the cloud. So for about the last 5 years, I've been out on my own, doing my own thing. My company name is IntelliJink, so you can find us on the web at IntelliJink.com or me at BenStejink.com. But yeah, just doing that consulting thing now, Office 365 admin, Azure admin, still doing a lot of SharePoint admin too, upgrades, installs, configs, PowerShell. I'm with you. Love PowerShell. Anytime you can automate something with PowerShell, it's wonderful. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, excellent. You know, I'm really looking forward to this, and let's let people get back to their lives and go record a couple episodes.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Scott. We will talk to you later.
Thanks, Ben.